This land is mine. God gave this land to me. This brave and ancient land to me. And when the morning sun reveals her hills and plains, then I see a land where children can run free. So take my hand and walk this land with me, and walk this golden land with me. Though I am just a man, when you are by my side, with the help of God, I know I can be strong.
Well, as we hear Richard Tucker in the background with the Exodus song, this is Charlie Bernhout welcoming you back to show number 265 for October 6th. Wow, 2014. What happened to the year? The holidays are behind us and ahead of us. I hope you had an easy fast, and you know you have my wishes for a year of good health and all good things for sure. And what can I tell you? It's this wonderful music is such a joy, isn't it? What to play? That's always an interesting question. I've been wondering about a theme song. Of course, you know, Tsaina was my theme song for dozens of years. And, of course, lately I've been playing Exodus song. But this next song has a story to it. And I was thinking that this song should be my theme song for a while. So here's my question to you. What do you think? Let me know whether you like the Nebuchadnezzar of the Shtiebel being my theme song for a while. Okay, this is Country Yessi and the Shtiebel Hoppers. And if you're not familiar with the song, you'll understand why I'm considering it to be my theme song. As you know, I'm an activist. I'm not, well, they call me a right-wing fanatic, but I think I'm just rational. Okay, let's hear Country Yessi and the Shtiebel Hoppers with Nebuch of the Shtiebel. And again, you reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. Put your vote in if I should let it be part of my my theme songs.
Everyone considered him the Nebuch of the Shtiebel. He'd never done a single thing to prove that he was strong. His real name was Moishe, but folks just called him Nebuch. But something always told me they were reading Moishe wrong. He was only 10 years old when his daddy died in Europe. I looked after Moishe, 'cause he was my brother's son. I still recall the final words my brother said to Moishe: "Son, my life is over, but yours has just begun. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. I ran away from trouble my whole life through. Now I know I was wrong, Claude Israel must be strong. And son, these are my final words to you. Sometimes you gotta fight when you're a Jew. But Moishe was a gentle soul, never one for fighting. He loved to sit and learn and shul. He had a golden heart. But then one early morning, when he came into the shtiebel, he found three schkotzim there inside, and they were tearing the place apart. Moishe's hands were trembling as he watched them from the shadows, tearing up the svarim and writing on the wall. Then he heard 6 million voices crying in the darkness. He recognized his daddy's voice high above them all, and it said, "Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. I ran away from trouble my whole life through. Now I know I was wrong. Claudius Royal must be strong. And son, these are my final words to you. Sometimes you gotta fight when you're a Jew." Moishe walked into the shul, and they all started laughing. Then one took a Torah and threw it halfway across the floor. When Moishe turned around, they said, "Hey, the Jewish coward's leaving." But they were sure surprised when Moishe stopped and locked the door. 2,000 years of silence were bottled up inside him. He wasn't holding nothing back, he let him have it all. When Moishe left the shtiebel, not a shagetz was left standing. He said, "This one's for daddy," as he watched the last one fall. Then I heard him say, "I promise you, dad, not to do the things you've done. Won't run away when trouble starts to brew. Now I know I was wrong. Claudius Royal must be strong. So dad, I know your final words were true. Sometimes you gotta fight when you're a Jew." Everyone considered him the Nebuch of the shtiebel.
Yes, sometimes you gotta fight when you're a Jew. How do you like that song? The Nebuch of the shtiebel. Well, listen, if some of you think it would be a good theme song, perhaps I don't have to play it every week, but it's the idea of it. A few days ago, the Jewish press had an incredible article that was purportedly interviews with Gazans who say that they wish that they could get rid of Hamas. It's that if you speak of peace, they immediately accuse you of being a spy for the Mossad and shoot you. So that there is no chance of an opposition to Hamas. And it sounds like if there is ever to be any peace of any sort, which is questionable, Israel is going to have to go in and wipe out Hamas. Look, if they wipe out Hamas and we then have maybe some reasonable Arabs, I don't know if that's a possibility. It would be interesting to see. In any event, Country Yossi and the Nebuch of the shtiebel. Let me know if you think that would be a good song to play every so often, along with Exodus. And by the way, if you have any other thoughts of what might be a good theme song, you know, for 15 or 20 years I had Sena Tsena. I'm always interested in your feedback. Well, I have so many recordings of instrumental recordings, and I realize I don't play that many. I'm going to play this next selection, and then a few klezmer selections of Gura Feidman. This is a leftover from the holidays. Okay, it's from an album, Heritage, the Symphonic Music of the Museum of Jewish Heritage. It's composed and arranged by Michael Isaacson, and it has the Israel Philharmonic Orchestra. is just for a little change of pace. This is, I say it's a leftover from last week. This is Kol Nidre by Michael Isaacson. Something a little different.
Thank you.
Okay, Isaacson with the Philharmonic. What is that called? The Israel Philharmonic Orchestra, Michael Isaacson. Okay, Yom Kippur, I have a confession to make. I'm not into klezmer that much. Why? Because it's been co-opted by a bunch of, it seems to me, non-Jews who are jazz musicians, and they take the name klezmer, but there's nothing Jewish about it in the sound. Now, I know that's, I'm making a broad statement. Yes, there are exceptions, and I should be playing more klezmer, and I will play more klezmer, but I have my difficulties when it's five or six people getting together and just what would you call having jam sessions and just attaching the name klezmer to it. That is something that I really resent. So with that confession in mind, let me go to one of the great klezmer clarinetists of all time, of this generation anyway, Gyura Feidman, or Feidman, and let's hear first Zimmer No Dead. Okay, the song of the wanderer. Okay, a little different, Gyura Feidman. Let's hear another selection. This is an interesting one. It's entitled "Give Me a Lift to Tzfat." I don't know how they came up with that that title. And speaking of Tzfat, we were there earlier this year with the Chizuk group, and we stayed at the Rimon, and the hotel is so wonderful. And I was recalling 25 years ago, I went to a mikveh. Down at the bottom of the hill there, some rabbi's well or whatever. It was so cold that thinking about it right now, I still get the shivers. But that was quite an experience. If you've never been to Tzfat, it's certainly a mystical town, if you will. Just wonderful. Okay, give me a lift to Tzfat. This is Gira Feidman. Give me a lift at Tzfat. I don't know where that came from. But let's hear your one more selection. This is Klezmer's Freilich. Maybe this will be more in keeping with the traditional klezmer. By the way, I'm always interested in your feedback. If you want to hear more of the old-time klezmer or even some modern klezmer, let me know. Klezmer's Freilich. Giora.
Thank you.
Okay, so that was one New Year's resolution, more klezmer. Second, well, there are many others, but second that I'm discussing right now, more boys choirs. Yeah, I do love them, and I know you do too. This is classic. This is Amude Sheish Boys Choir. So let's hear Hine Lo Yanum. Amude Shesh. You know, I started this hobby of mine in 1977, and in the 80s, Amude Shesh was one of my favorites. Well, I had a lot of favorite boys' choirs, but this next particular selection was one that one of my sons really enjoyed. And Richard, I hope you're listening to this. I dedicate this to you, and this is Boruch Hagever with Amude Shesh.
Yeah.
Okay, Amude Shesh. You know, it always stuns me in a certain way when I think of recordings from the 80s. Okay, that's 30, 35 years ago. So if you're 40 years old, 45 years old, listening to this, you've never heard these songs. I guess you got to be over 50, 55 or 60 to have been old enough to listen, unless you, you're parents played this and made you sit down and listen to it. We were always broadcasting. I started in 77 playing this music. Let's see, 77 is what, 37 years ago. So if you're 30, if you're 47, if you're 50, you've never heard a lot of this music. Oh, well, another. you have another resolution, a New Year's resolution. I certainly haven't been playing enough of the Hasidic song festivals and the Israeli song festivals. They were so wonderful from the 70s and the 80s. They sort of went into oblivion in the late 80s and the 90s, and I attribute that to the dumbing down of Jewish music. But it doesn't surprise me because I think there was a general dumbing down of all music. Secular music, Israeli music, into the 90s, and of course, the turn of the 21st century, it's just noise to a great extent. But there's such wonderful, wonderful music from the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, early 90s anyway. This next selection is from one of the Hasidic song festivals. This will be Shemi Tavori with Bor Cheinu. Shemi Tavori.
Bor Cheinu, Hashem Elokeinu, Bechol בכל מעשי ידינו, בכל, בכל מעשי ידינו, ברכינו, השם אלוקינו, וברך, ברך את שנתינו, וברך, ברך את שנתינו. עתים, 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 עתים תלו מטר על פני האדמה. מה, 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 עתים, 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 עתים תלו מטר על פני האדמה.
Tem talu matar
Shimi Tavori, Borcheinu. Around the 80s, I did a study of recordings, and this next performer was one of the most prolific recorders of albums. I think I had 20 or 22 albums of Joe Amar. Let's hear Shalom Levin Dodi, Joe Amar.
Shalom Levin Dodi, Hatzach Zeha Admon. Shalom Lecha Me'et, Raka Kemo Rimon. Shalom Levin Dodi, Hatzach Zeha Admon. Shalom Lecha Me'et, Raka Kemo Rimon. Shalom Levin Dodi. Shalom Levin Dodi, Hatzach Zeha Admon. Shalom Lecha Me'et, Raka Kemo Rimon. Shalom Levin Dodi. Shalom Levin Dodi, Yatzach Zeha Admon. Shalom Lecha Me'et, Raka Kemo Rimon. Shalom.
Joe Amar, fantastic, isn't he? I've been playing a few selections that have an oriental, a Sephardic flavor to it. This will be familiar with this group so much, Habrera Hativeh, and this will be Dror Yikra.
Alle ben oi me va avi veolami veot yesha aseimi eta sore kebeto karemi shavad ne yami shavad ne yami
Okay, a little oriental flavor for this selection. I've got to play more of that. Might even get some Sephardi listening to this every once in a while. I don't know if that's Sephardic or Oriental. I had Kol Nidre sung in 15 different languages and tunes. It was all from Persia and this and that. I have to play that sometime to see what your opinion is of that. Simcha, I know you're always suggesting more comedy, and I agree, because a little laughter is so good for your health. So here's a couple of brief bits of Jackie Mason, Cell Phones and Doctors.
And the rest of the Jews have to get on the phone in the car. Hello, I'm in the car, I'm in the car. I'm in the car, I'm in the car. You got the wrong number? So what? I'm in the car. I'm in the car. They love to tell you, I'm in the car, I'm in the car. Right now, our Jews are on highways all over America going absolutely nowhere. Just yelling, I'm in the car, I'm in the car. And they don't even care that you can't hear one word on the car phone. Could you hear anything? The whole thing is a hearing test. You hear me now? You hear me now? You hear me now? I'm turning the corner. You hear me now? I'm around the corner. You hear me now? Hello, hello, I'm calling. Hello, you hear me now? If the phone in your house worked that way, you would throw it out in a second. For $6, you would throw it right out. But for $9,000, I'm in the car! Not only that, they're always involved in accidents because of these car phones. They're always involved in accidents because they have no time to watch the highway. They're too busy thinking, who else could I call? I could call, I could call. I could call. Gentiles are crashing from drinking and Jews are crashing from dialing. I'm in the car. Hello, 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 hello.
This was recorded in London about 15 years ago. So, of course, there's been a great improvement since then. But some of us remember those days. Now let's hear about Doctors, which is something so true.
Tell the truth. You ever see a completely healthy Jew in your life? I never saw a completely healthy Jew in my life. Jews are always sick. That's why Jews are all experts on doctors. Why, did you ever see a Jew that's not an expert on doctors? I don't know one Jew in the world that doesn't know the biggest doctor, the biggest. If a Gentile needs a doctor, he sees a sign, doctor, close enough. A clinic, Chabas and Trad, we get it. When a Jew needs a doctor, they consult with every doctor in it. There is not one Jew that's not a consultant upon doctors and doctors. By the time they pick out a doctor, they'll all tell you, this is the biggest doctor, the biggest. Jews only know the biggest. I never met a Jew that doesn't know the biggest. You know how big he is, the Lord. He is so big. The Lord tell you the same thing. You can't get in. You can't get in. That's how big he is. You can't get in. If a Jew hears you could get in, they'll never go there. Jews only go to doctors where you can't get in. You can't get in. You can't get in before you know 300 Jews are online. What are you doing here? I heard you can't get in. I'm here. Why, are you sick? Not right now, but I'm not going to wait till the last minute. They always tell you you can't get in, and they always tell you you can't get in for the same reason. It's always the same reason, because he's the head of the hospital. Did you ever hear of a Jew in your life that went to a doctor who's not the head? If he's not the head, they wouldn't even talk to him. He's only for Gentiles. Forget about it. Jews only go to the head. He is the head, the Lord, the head. Not only the head of this hospital, he's the head of every hospital. Used to be the head of Mount Sinai, now he's the head of Mount Hebron. They wanted him to be the head of Mount Rushmore. He turned it down. He is too big. He is so big, you can't get in. You know how long it takes to see this doctor? 8 years. 8 years is the minimum. The Lord tell you, 8 years, the minimum. Minimum is 8 years. That's with a connection. Without a connection, 11 years. 11 years, minimum. Minimum, 11 years. The other guy always has to top you. What's 11 years? 11. My doctor, 23 years, minimum. Minimum. That's with a connection. Without a connection, 39 years, minimum. You think that's a doctor? My doctor is so big that nobody has seen him yet. Nobody ever saw this doctor. That's how big he is. One guy saw him, couldn't believe it. He died from the shock.
Okay, that was Jackie Mason from 15 years ago or so in London. And this is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you enjoyed this little mixture. I made a lot of resolutions here, didn't I? I know I did. Klezmer and boys choirs and Sephardic Middle East annual Hasidic song festivals and song festivals, Israeli song festivals. A lot of resolutions. I think I need 8 hours, but what can I do? This is just a hobby. You know, if this wasn't a hobby, would I be spending so much time if you couldn't pay me to do this? This is a labor of love. No, I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining. But I do love this music, and I love sharing it with you. I hope you enjoy it. You know how to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. Again, I hope you had an easy fast, and looking forward to more of the happy holidays ahead. And thanks for joining with me. Don't forget to tell your friends about the program. Remember that word of mouth is one of the best forms of advertising. Okay, stay tuned for the Hour of Chazonis. Thank you for joining with me.